You know what? Olga, we didn't post the agenda this time, right? Forgot. Yeah. So I'm sorry. Moving forward, before each town hall, we meet with the PTA, and it's just a little confusing when I speak and they speak. So we do have an agenda. We're going to post the agenda moving forward, or if any one of you can send us a reminder to post the agenda, we will do it. It's something we have to develop a habit for. Okay, so thank you, families, for joining us for the tours and for the open school week. The tours were a great success. Many of the families, because of COVID, haven't been in the building, well, basically for the past 2 years. So it was really nice to have you see the hallway environment, the special ed area environment, and their classroom environment. Sam?
谢谢大家参加今天的会议。那我们忘记了放这个会议的议题上去，那不好意思，那这个我们也应该有一个习惯，我们下一次绝对会把那个会议的议题放上去。然后呢，那因为呢，我们呢跟PTA 和这个学校的是一个会议，是因为有个校长讲，然后 PTA 讲，就会有点混乱。那谢谢大家的参加这一次的学校的开放。就是呢，因为这2年呢，这个疫情的关系呢，就很多人呢都没有来到学校参观到，不知道学校的情况。那是一个很好的体验，让家长们呢看见一下学校现在的情况是怎么样，和这一个课堂上面学生们、孩子这个上课的一些情况。谢谢大家参加这一次的会议，参加这一次学校的开放。
Okay, the open school week is happening this week. That's a chance for you to come and sit in for just to catch a snippet of if you want math, science, read aloud, morning meeting, just so that you can see what happens in the classroom. I'm sorry that it can't be longer, but it is really hard for teaching and learning to happen when there are visitors in the classroom. The students respond differently. The teachers teach differently only because they have to do it in a way that is most informative for the visitor.
那谢谢大家参加这一个星期的这一个课堂参观。这个课堂参观呢开放呢，就是说呢可以看一下我们的科学课堂啊，早上的阅读啊，和这一个写作啊，还有老师的早上的早会。那就很不好意思，我们这一个参观的这个课程上课呢不能时间太长，我们想希望更长，但是呢。如果这个时间太长的话呢，那老师，和学生的这一个表现呢都没有太自然，因为呢，这个老师呢就是说，在大家参观的时候，他们也希望表现自己，就是有正规一点的表现，然后学生学习也是一样的，所以说他们会表现的有一点点不一样，跟正常平常上课有点不一样，所以说学习为了学孩子学习更好的。就是更好的学习和上课呢，所以说我们这个时间就是有限的，让大家来参观一下。
We do have requests from families like who couldn't make it if we videotape. That is really hard to accommodate, especially during open school week when I have parents or caregivers sitting in the classroom. The students are learning in a different environment, immediately once you bring parents into the classroom. And we also don't have everybody's permission to videotape. What we do plan to do is send out a little blurb about each of our core curriculum units. You'll get a blurb about math, writing, how literacy is conducted. And we will try to add a little video clip to the blurb so you could see a bit of what's going on. Or if you miss open school week, you can catch a bit of it, but they're really short snippets. We're working on figuring that one out, like all the logistics that go into open school tours, open school week, and even with the video links. It's extremely time consuming. And I will be honest, organizing the logistics really falls on Ms. Slipsky. We're working on it so that everybody gets a chance to see what's happening in the classroom.
那呢，谢谢大家这个星期参加，过来参观。但是有的家长呢，就是没有办法参观这个学校这个上课，因为可能工作关系和时间不允许。那我们呢，稍后呢，就是说会想发放一下那个学校的这一个学校，孩子上课的一些情况。上面呢，可能我们想尽可能的，就是放一个简短的视频上去，就连接在一起，让大家看一下。但是呢，这一个视频可能就是非常短的一两秒钟啊，或者是一点点，就是就像照片一样的这样子。因为呢，我们呢没有得到所有的这个这个同意书，就是说同意我们发放他们孩子的这个校战权的这一个同意书，所以说呢，就我们没有办法就是真正的拍一个视频让大家去看。但是呢，我们可以就是做一个很小一点点的，就是说让大家看一下课堂这个环境和上课的一些。至于说那个实际情况会达到哪里呢，我们有等副校长他这个他检验过以后呢，跟我们才知道这个实际发放的情况会是一个什么样的一个小短片啊，或者是连在一起的一个上课情况。
Okay, if you did sign up for the tour, you will receive a feedback survey. If you could take a few minutes and just jot down your thoughts, that would really be helpful to us as a school. We are always looking to improve. And if you have any questions about what you saw in the classroom, in the hallway, in the classroom environment, like feel free to let us know. Being nice won't help us get to the next step. Be honest, we will do our best to respond to all your questions. You know, and if we're not sure what you're asking, you know, we'll do outreach. But, you know, if you could fill out that feedback form once again, it would really inform us as a school and how we can really provide for your child.
那还是谢谢大家的，就是过来参加的。但是呢，在所有填过我们网上那个表格，就是说来参加参观学校的和这个课堂参观呢，那我们呢是会给大家发放一个，就是说反馈问题。那这个反馈问题呢，就是说如果大家能花几分钟时间呢，告诉我们呢，你们在课堂上面看到的一些意见啊，一些反馈啊，或者是一些你看的没明白，或者有什么任何问题，在课堂下面，在这一个走廊上面，就是说你们看到，而且或者是有问题，或者有任何建议，都可以给我们回馈一下。你们就是说不用害怕，因为也会讲得出来，可能什么样的原因都没有关系，因为我们有知道实际你们的想法和意见。这样子我们才会做得更好。
Okay, we are going to move on, and we'll discuss the situation in Seward Park. I know 2 weeks ago, we sort of posted an update. There was a situation in Seward Park that caused our families a lot of concern. It involved another family. They're not part of the 42 community, but it caused concern because the two children that are involved, that's not part of our community, you know, was, the word would be harassing quite a few of our students. Sam?
我们现在会讲一下一个问题，就是说大概两个星期以前呢，我们呢在学校的这一个APP 上面呢发放了一个消息。这个消息呢就是说在附近的公园 Seward Park, 就是图书馆旁边呢，这个公园里面呢，就是有关于我们的学校的家庭，就是学生家庭和另外一个家庭。另外的这个家庭呢是有两个孩子，但是呢，他们这一个家庭呢是跟我并不是我们学校的学生，所以说呢，这一个事情呢是也关于到我们的学生和我们的孩子的家庭呢，那让大家也知道一下，我们去讨论一下这个问题。
So my immediate concern was updating the families so that they are more cautious when they go to the park. It was shared by several families on a few different occasions that these two children were grabbing food, very aggressive, were striking. we did reach out to the 7th precinct. There has been feedback and update. I was accused of bullying, that it was very public, and I addressed the issue. I was not bullying. My concern is keeping the 42 community safe and the public safe. I'm a principal of a public school. I don't believe I identified anybody, but you know, a family thought that I was bullying and by posting it publicly. I posted that after a mother came running back after dismissal. She took her 3-year-old to the park and she came running back because as she entered the park, the child was struck. I think at that point, you know, I have a responsibility of updating the community and doing outreach. We reached out to the community officer, Officer Taylor, and he was really wonderful. He took it upon himself to walk over to the park and he did locate the two children with their guardian and spoke to them. And the concern not only was filing harassment charges, arresting the adult, but really like ensuring that if services were needed, that he would be there to provide it. That was the main concern. Sam, translate. Thank you, Olga.
这个事情呢是发生在两个星期的，是因为呢，那校长呢也打了电话在这个第七分局这个叫警察局里面呢，就是说报告这个问题。那呢，我们在网上呢，校长放的这一个消息呢，那他有人认为说校长这个行为是属于一种霸凌行为，但是校长他是一个公立学校的校长，然后呢，我们的孩子和这一个他们的家庭呢，在这个公园里面呢，受到了这两个小孩子就是欺负，他们就会抢，就是其他孩子的食物啊，而且和这一个用一个很不友善的态度对付我们的孩子，有当中也有推撞的一些行为。那然后呢，后来的就是说我们报警了以后呢，警察局的有一个警察就是 is a sergeant，
community officer，
community officer， OK、yep. 那这区警察呢，他就是他自己呢就跑到这一个公园里面去做一个巡逻，以后呢发现了这个家庭呢跟他们呢就聊了，虽然说并不是说达到要把他们抓走这个问题，但是呢最起码的保障呢就是一些孩子的安全。以当时他校长发放这一个消息的时候，是因为有一个家长他带着他的孩子，是我们只有3岁的孩子，以后到这一个公园里面玩的时候呢，就发生了这一件不愉快的事情，所以他回来跟校长说了，这边公园发生了这个事情。那校长是觉得是说他放上去是因为可以让大家知道，哎，公园里面有一个事情，大家多注意安全，这个意思，并不是说为了怎么样怎么样。
So not only did the community officer provide outreach, when I reached out to the 7th precinct, they said in such situations where you feel like it's not safe for you or your child, they said, please call 911. Language should not be an issue because they have a translation unit. I question that because there's always a fear of retaliation, especially if you go to the park often and you know, you're afraid that if you call 911, it's very evident that you're the one that called 911 when the police officers actually come and take a report. So the community officer has kindly shared that if someone wants to file a report and they're really nervous about doing it at a park and calling 911, he's willing to come to the school and do intake in the school building where you would feel safer.
那还有除了这个后面的事情以外呢，就是说我们呢校长呢是跟第七分局的警察局的沟通了一下，就是说呢他们的建议呢，就是说大家呢如果在公园里面发生任何事情，就是说你觉得人身安全受到威胁的时候，你们 建议的就是建议你们呢要打电话打911报警，然后呢就是呢这样子呢，就是有一个语言问题，有的家长呢都怕害怕，哎，如果我打电话进去没有人讲中文了怎么办，我也不会英语，那是没有关系的，因为警察局的他911都有翻译系统，他们有自己的翻译队伍啊，所以但是如果家长觉得哎在公园里面拿出手机打电话是你害怕你觉得更不安全，你可以回到学校，警察局说你可以到学校的时候再报警，然后回到我们学校的一边报警，那这样子呢他们会到学校里面呢给你们做一个记录啊，这所以说这样子是会比较安全一点。
OK. I think that would be it. Any further update, I will put it on School Connects. Right now, it seems fairly quiet, but if there are issues and you're concerned, please feel free to come to us. The Sewell Park issue.
Okay. 关于这一个公园的问题呢，我们现在没有更多的消息，但是最近呢，好像是安静下来了。但是如果说你们有任何的问题的话，你都可以来学校跟我们讲。我们会尽可能联系任何的需要帮助的人。
Item on the agenda is construction. I received many questions about the air conditioner. Parents have noted that the classrooms are really warm, especially during the open school week where the parents actually sat in the classroom, the adults sat in the classroom. The rooms are warm in the morning because the heat is on. Once the classrooms warm up, the custodial engineer then shuts down the heat. The biggest question is why are the air conditioners wrapped up? The teachers can use the air conditioner because they're doing point breaking on the bricks outside. The top and the sides are wrapped, but the back is not. So they do use the air conditioners if it gets too warm.
那有一个问题就是说，有的家长有问过一个问题，就是说，因为这一个参观学校的日子里面呢，就是发现呢，他们早上来的时候就会这个学校的课堂很热，那是因为呢，最近天气冷了呢，就是说我们学校呢就会把那个暖气打开。那暖气打开的时候呢，它会达到一个温度以后呢，我们就会把那个暖气给关掉。但是呢，还有这个空调呢，为什么会被包起来呢？是因为呢，学校呢在维修这个外墙的时候呢，它下面这个有东西丢下来，所以说呢，它包起来。但是呢，只是旁边和这个空调的顶部被包起来，然后呢，背后的通风的位置呢是开放的，所以这个空调是可以打开。所以如果说课堂这个温度达到过高的太热的情况下呢，我们的老师是会用空调的，他会打开空调让温度下降一点点。
Okay, there was another complaint about school construction in the evening. The same woman with the first complaint says she will be taking legal action.I will have to say that, you know, it is beyond my control. This is school construction. I did not respond because it really is beyond my control. School construction received the email also. The building department did come in response to her complaint, but the construction company had all the proper permits. Their end time is 11:30 at night.So what they do is they do end an hour before and they spend the last a half hour cleaning. They have cleaners coming into the building to clear the dust from the classrooms that happen to be in the area that they're working at. So they do clean up outside the building. They do clean up inside the building. It is noisy. I hear the noise. The minute we have dismissal 2:40, they start. But, you know, once again, that is all beyond my control.So I'm letting school construction and legal handle all the complaints.
我们呢就是说有一个投诉，这个投诉呢就是说因为学校最近在装修，那呢是一个人，一个女人，她就投诉我们学校的这个噪音，这个装修噪音。那呢这个噪音呢校长呢没有办法回答她的回应她的这一个投诉。是因为呢这个是学校带楼， 他一个维修部，然后还有就是一个房屋处的维修部，还有这一个他们这个公司，这个维修公司的他们的三方面的这一个处理这一个问题。那因为这个维修公司呢，他们是有一所有的这一个文件，它是合法的，他们也正常的维修又到晚上十一点，但是呢他通常呢都是会比较提早的员工，因为他后面要清洁，所以说呢他清洁的时间，因为这个做完维修以后有很多粉尘，他们又到学校里面啊外面啊旁边啊，这个又把这个粉尘给清理干净可能呢就是在他清理的方向刚好是在这一个人的这个比较接近这一个人的附近，所以说会有声音，但是呢这校长这一个并不是校长能控制或者是能怎么样安排的，所以说这个事情呢现在只能有这一个教育处和这个房屋处他们的维修部门和这个法律部门他们去跟这个人去商议这个事情了。
OK. The next item on the agenda is DESA screening. We had that last year, and it was basically a screening that about the socio-emotional being of your child, the teacher. Oh, it's K to five. All right, Ms. Lipsky. So it's for students K to five. The teacher does a little survey based on what they have noticed about your child, and that data is stored and for the teachers to use to guide them in cell lessons, their teaching and learning. We will be sending home letters informing you of the DESA, and you will have the option to allow your child to be assessed with DESA, or you can write a letter and opt out. So please be on the lookout for that. We have a quick turnaround. So, you know, if you want your child to opt out, like send a response in immediately once you get the forms.
那有关于一个就是说 screening 就是说一个老师对他们做的一个简单的评估，这个是有关于一个社交和这个社会就是孩子与之间的一个情绪一个简单的评估。那这个评估的是他们呢是放起来是给老师用，就是老师可以知道这一个孩子他们的一些问题或者是他们一些需要或帮助，那为的是可以让老师更好的教育他们。那以后呢这个公司的有一个叫 DESA 的公司的，他们就是说会做一个把这些报告做一个统计，如果呢他们呢就是说会给你寄一封信，如果你们收到一个信以后你觉得你不想你的孩子做这一类型的评估，那可你们只有写这一个我就是反对，就是说我不喜欢我的孩子做评估，以后呢你们就是一收到这个表格你们就要填完以后呢你们就说我不要这一个评估，那这样子呢可以更快的就是让我们知道这个老师就不用填他的评估单。
OK. The next item is the book fair. We had a very, very successful book fair. We're also quite fortunate that two retired teachers came back to support us. Ms. Liu, our reading recovery academic intervention teacher, and Ms. D. Silvestro. It was very successful. We did make a profit, but not as much as I would hope, because the Scholastic takes the bulk of the profit. We are looking at other venues that for book fair. I know Barnes and Nobles, they do offer a book fair option. So we'll be reaching out to them, and we're going to really make a decision based on the profits. Whoever gives us the bigger profit, we will probably go with them. But that's for next school year. The next book fair we will be hosting will be in the spring. That one we make nothing on, because it is whatever books you select, you get charged half the price. So if you have five books that will come out to $50, you pay $25. So that one we do in the spring so that the children will have an opportunity to purchase books that they could read over the summer. That one we don't make money on, but that one I quite enjoy because it's such a great deal.
那我们现在下来的跟大家说一下这一个书展这个书本这个展览会。这个呢我们呢卖这个书呢是属于一个筹款活动，但是呢我们这个筹款呢并不是说这一个利润并不是很高，最起码并没有我们想象的这样子。因为呢这是一个就 Scholastic 的这一个发行社，他们主要是由他们来主持这一些事情。然后呢下一次的书展呢是会在春天，哪一次的书展呢就并不是说我们就不会赚钱的，就是说没任何的这一个利润的。但是呢它的价格呢是非常低，是半价的，就是说你如果你买书
I'm sorry
不来好50块钱的书呢你只要付25块，但是这个书买了就是让孩子呢就是说可以买一些书让他们在夏天的时候可以作为阅读的书本。校长呢是很喜欢这一个书展，因为呢既便宜又有好的书给你们挑。
Okay, sorry about that. Our next item is fifth grade fundraiser. This Friday, the fifth graders will be hosting a fundraiser, and this is to raise funds to support our fifth grade overnight trip. We are heading into Frost Valley, where they'll be participating in a lot of wonderful outdoor activities. The price has gone up a bit, so we really do want to support our students. We have a huge amount of adults going. Sorry, not parents, but staff. We feel that is the safest way to go, is to have as much staff as possible. And it is quite costly. So please support us this Friday. You could send in food donations, individually wrapped. We've already purchased a lot of items. We have snacks that are definitely not part of our fresh fruit and vegetable program. PTA member, the PTA president went shopping and I think she bought every snack that I like. We have novelty items. So once again, if you could send in $5, $10 to support the fifth grade trip, that would be greatly appreciated. If you want to bake cupcakes, brownies, and if possible, you know, wrap them up individually in sandwich bags, that would be helpful too. If you plan to send in donations, we'll take donations Friday morning. And, you know, you could send in with your child. We will have tables set up in the indoor yard to receive the items. Sam.
No. 那星期五呢我们还有一个筹款活动，这个筹款活动呢是为了帮助筹到的款项呢就会帮助五年级他们去毕业旅游在那边过夜，这个叫 Frost Valley 的地方，在上周这一个呢价格呢因为呢有上升一点点，然后呢这个旅游呢就是说我们的很多的工作人员和这一个老师都有参加，因为呢我们觉得呢就是说让更多的这一个大人呢跟小孩子一起去的会更安全，但是呢很不好意思家长不能参加，只有我们学校的这个成年人可以，就是说工作人员和这一个老师可以参加，就是可以就是很多一些户外活动给孩子。但是呢这个筹款活动呢就是说我们有这个 PTA他们呢就已经都买的东西呢，就是说到时候呢希望呢家长可以给孩子的5块钱啊10块钱啊，可以让他们买一些零食，这些零食呢确实并不是我们平常建议的那些健康食品，但是呢这主要是为了给孩子能够买到一些零食，然后可以筹款让就是五年级的学生去这一个毕业旅游。
OK. The next item, PTA dues. You please be on the lookout. The PTA will be sending a letter out. It's been 2 years since, no, did they collect dues last year? Yes, they did. But during the pandemic, they did not. So please be on the lookout. please contribute what you can. It's not mandatory at all. Sam?
下面呢就是一个我们叫 PTA Do， 就是说PTA 就是家长老师委员会的一个会员费。这个会员费呢并不是说一定要给的，就没有说硬性你们要给多少钱或者一定要给。但是呢我们会发放这个单张让告诉大家，就是说我们会收这个会员费。我们呢就是说疫情的当中有去年我们有收，前年和大前年没有收，所以说希望大家看到的时候呢，如果你们可以给多少都无所谓，如果实在负担不起可以不给，这个没有一定说有规定谁要给多少钱或者一定要给。
Okay, the PTA is also looking at different avenues for fundraising. They will be sharing about box tops, which is much easier to collect now. I was informed that you can do a scan, so that would be great. And they're looking into Amazon Smile. So there's a lot of work to be done.
那这个 PTA 的就是家长老师委员会的这一边呢，他也在想其他方法在筹款。有一个就是 box top， 就像我们买东西吃的时候，好像那个小孩子的校友上面有一个不知道我们才发现那个可以筹款的。还有就是网上我们买东西的一些连接，并不会增加大家的费用，只是说会得到一些款项。他们都在努力在寻找着一些就是从外面的就是一些就是筹款的方法。
Okay, COVID testing. The DOE is recommending that all children test for COVID after or before coming back after that Thanksgiving holiday. We'll be sending two extra tests home with the students just to support the testing. We are still distributing four tests each month. For the Thanksgiving break, you will get two more test kits.
这个就是教育局的，就是建议的大家呢，在这一个感恩节的时候呢，就做一下这一个肺炎检测，就是说我们会发放那个家在家自己挖鼻子的那一种肺炎检测。在这一个呢，就是说会在我们学校的会每个月的发放 four every month。
Yeah, they get four every month, four kits every month, but because it's Thanksgiving break, they're going to get two more. The DOE is asking that the children, if possible, please have them tested at home before they come back to school.
那就是教育局的，就是希望大家呢最好的是在这一个感恩节以后呢，就是说回到学校以前呢做一下这个检测。那正常情况下呢，每个月我们会给每个孩子发放四个测试。那因为是感恩节的关系呢，就是说会多发放两个，那就是有额外的两个，希望大家的就是说会在这一个感恩节以后再做一下测试，再回到学校上课。
Oh shoot, sorry, I just clicked off my screen. Wow, I think I'm at the end of my agenda. The only question we received on our Google form.Specific to the lower grades, 3K, pre-K, and K, is when will the Cool Culture cards be distributed? We don't have a date yet. We're waiting to hear from Cool Culture. Sam?
我们现在到现在为止的只有一个唯一的问题的，就是一个叫 Cool 文化的那个卡，就是大家可以去博物馆免费的那个卡。那个卡呢是我们现在不知道什么时候能拿得到，因为呢我们要等待他们告诉我们，就是这个卡已经做好了让我们去拿。那我们一拿到这个卡呢，就会给所有孩子发放所以现在呢我们不知道什么时候会发放给他，但是在正常情况下他们会就是一做好就会给我们通知我们。
Okay, I think that's the end of my meeting. I have nothing in the chat today. Is my chat broken?
No, I don't see it too.
Oh, wow. Okay. This was the shortest town hall I've ever had. I'm so proud of all of us. So I guess it's a good thing that none of you have questions. Sam, can you translate that?
今天这一个会议呢是最短的一个会议，而且在今天的聊天上边呢，就是说我们的这个平常打字的这一边呢，就是今天没有人发问问题。校长呢觉得今天呢非常非常的满意，他就是很谢谢大家，今天就是说明校长的议题讲得非常清楚明白，让大家都知道了。
All right. Thank you, William. It's not broken. I'm looking at it. I'm like, well, what kind of Zoom am I? I have nothing. Well, listen, thank you all. Have a wonderful evening. And, you know, don't wait until the next town hall. If you have questions, I'm only a snap connects away or email away.
谢谢大家今天来参加会议、如果有任何问题吗你们都不一定要等到下一个会议才来发问。你们就是当中可以任何一个时间就是用我们学校的 APP 可以给我们发问问题给校长发问问题或者一个电子邮件就可以向校长发问问题、不用等到下个会议你们任何时间都可以给我们、问你们所有的疑问
OK Have a great evening Bye everyone
Thank you Bye, bye.